This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Wednesday, January 22nd, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Trump declares a water war. China added to February 1 tariff threat, and USDA fills key jobs. Trump reboots Delta water war. On his first day in office, President Donald Trump followed through on a campaign promise to California's water interests. He issued a memo to his forthcoming Interior Secretary to begin the process of rewriting the biological opinions for Delta smelt and other endangered fish. The environmental review would dictate the pumping operations for the Central Valley project. It took the first Trump administration about 3 years to update the plan and 4 for the Biden administration. The memo title, quote, "Putting People Over Fish," shows Trump does not want to waste time in restarting the review process. The new president blasts the radical environmentalism of the Newsom administration for challenging Trump's previous plan in court. In the memo, Trump writes that the 2019 opinions would have, quote, "allowed enormous amounts of water to flow from the snowmelt and rainwater in rivers in Northern California to beneficial use in the Central Valley and Southern California." He again held up the Los Angeles wildfires as an example of why the state needs a reliable supply and, quote, "sound vegetation management practices." Reactions. Well, the Fryant Water Authority, which has maintained close ties with Trump, found the memo promising. The San Joaquin Valley water provider said in a statement that Trump is following through on a 2016 commitment to, quote, "fix the regulatory morass that has plagued California's water users." It argued the water project has been over-regulated, over-litigated, and overwhelmed by conflicting priorities and interests for 3 decades. The authority estimated billions of dollars in water supplies have been lost to the ocean. EJ's Restore the Delta shot back that Trump is reviving discredited policies that ignore science. The litigious environmental group argued the water is not wasted but used to sustain the West Coast's largest estuary. The governor's press office responded that, quote, "the only thing fishy are Trump's facts." Attorney picked as interim DPR director, Daniel Rubin, chief counsel at the Department of Pesticide Regulation, stepped in as acting director after Julie Henderson departed on Monday. Rubin will lead DPR until Governor Gavin Newsom appoints a replacement who will be the 5th DPR director for his administration. Former Governor Jerry Brown appointed Rubin to chief counsel in 2018. He has been with DPR in various roles for more than a decade. Take note, during previous leadership vacuums, Karen Morrison, along with earlier chief deputy directors, took over as interim director. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision, Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Trump expands February 1 tariff threat while partners remain poised to respond. President Donald Trump is doubling down on his assertion that new tariffs could hit next month. He told reporters yesterday that China may also face new duties on February 1. Meanwhile, U.S. trade partners reiterated they're ready to respond quickly and forcefully. Trump suggested on his first day in office that the U.S. could impose new 25% tariffs on Canada and Mexico as soon as February 1st. In a press conference yesterday, Trump said his administration is, quote, talking about a new 10% duty on Chinese goods that would probably start the same day. The Canadian response, well, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau warned that if Trump presses ahead with the plan, Canada will respond and everything is on the table. Our response will be robust and rapid and measured, but very strong. The goal will be to get those tariffs off as quickly as possible, Trudeau told reporters. Response from Mexico, well, President Claudia Sheinbaum expressing a similar, if slightly more cautious view to reporters at a press conference in Mexico City yesterday. Reuters reported that the Mexican premier said her government would respond, quote, step by step to any new duties. She previously told Trump that every tariff would have a response in kind. I'll take note, among the flurry of executive orders signed in the first day in office were directive to deploy the military to the southern U.S. border and the restoration of his Remain in Mexico policy. The people of Mexico can be sure that we will always defend our sovereignty and our independence. Sheinbaum told reporters at her press conference, quote, it's always important to have a cool head. USDA unveils slate of senior appointments. USDA has announced 6 additions to the agency's senior staff to implement President Trump's America First agenda. Kaylee Takech Buller, who has been president and CEO of the National Oilseed Processors Association, will rejoin the administration as chief of staff for Ag Secretary nominee Brooke Rollins. She served in several USDA positions in the first Trump administration, including as chief of staff and then Deputy Secretary Steven Sinski. Jennifer Tiller will serve as both chief of staff to the deputy secretary and senior advisor to the undersecretary for food, nutrition, and consumer services. She joins the administration from the House Agriculture Committee, where she led Chair Glenn G.T. Thompson's committee work on nutrition assistance programs. There's more to read on this at agripulse.com. Senators revive push to put USDA on investment review panel. Senators Tommy Tuberville, the Alabama Republican, and John Fetterman, the Pennsylvania Democrat, leading a new legislative effort to give the Agriculture Secretary a permanent seat on a panel screening inbound investments. The Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States reviews foreign investments in the U.S. businesses for national security threats. The Biden administration expanded the panel's remit to include screening for risk to biotech and the ag industrial base, but the panel can currently only invite the USDA head to help with the reviews as needed. We've seen a surge of American farmland purchases from our foreign adversaries, Tuberville will say in a statement today seen by AgriPulse. Oversight, the senator adds, quote, starts with giving the agriculture community a permanent seat at the table on CFIUS. The Foreign Advisory Risk Management, or FARM Act, has 8 additional Senate GOP co-sponsors. The bill is the same as a previous version introduced last Congress. Representative Ronnie Jackson of Texas is leading the House version. Here's today's final word. All they have to do is turn the valve. That President Donald Trump, who reiterated to reporters yesterday his belief that California's water policies are to blame for the Los Angeles wildfires. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Wednesday, January 22nd, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Daly.